Ben Nelson, Wichita residents and businesses might be required to pay a $1,000 fine a month if they use too much water. Why such a hefty amount?
The option for a $1,000 penalty was actually developed after a pretty lengthy and exhaustive public input process. We engaged our customers in dozens of meetings and an online town hall forum and some focus groups as well, where what we heard is that 96% of people during that process said that they supported water restrictions, and a total of 69% of people preferred that we have a penalty-based approach. So we developed this $1,000 penalty as an outgrowth of what we heard from our customers. Now, the question of why is it so severe?
Yeah, right. So why a $1,000 fine?
The $1,000 penalty is proposed at that level because of the seriousness of the drought. One of the things that we're trying to do as part of this proposed approach is reduce our outdoor water usage by about 50%. And so the penalty has to be at a level that allows us to make that level of reduction in water usage, because ultimately the goal of that reduction in water usage is to extend the lifetime of Cheney Reservoir, which provides 60% of our water supply.
So the fine will be imposed on those who use 310% more than their average winter water usage. Now, how does this work?
The 310% threshold is actually something that's existing under our current rate structure. We have a three rate tiers that have lower charges for indoor water usage, and then you have block two and block three, which have higher charges because generally these are for outdoor uses. The third and highest rate block has always been usage above 310%. So what's proposed actually fits in with the current rate structure. But to give people an idea of what 310% is, what we plan to do if this proposal is passed is kind of put two safeguards in place for them. For one, provide a 30-day grace period after the city council would enact this option so people can see on their first bill after it gets implemented whether they would have been penalized under that new structure, and it basically is a warning for them. The second thing we want to do is provide some tutorials for people to be able to look at their bill and figure out what that 310% threshold is for them, and then provide some video or online tutorials for people so that they can would be able to look at their water meter and find out where they're at in the middle of a month, for instance, so that they're not having to guess as much with whether or not they're going to go over. So that 310% is a difficult thing to kind of wrap our heads around, but what we want to do is try to frame it for customers and help them understand what that means for their bill going forward each month.
Now, you know, people might try to get around this. What about those who try to compensate by using more water during winter months?
There are kind of three issues that make that problematic for people. Number one, the 2013 irrigation season, June, July, and August coming up, the average winter consumption is already set for that. That 310% threshold is set for the summer. There's no way to change that. Number two is that anybody who's wasting water to that level to try to boost that threshold in the wintertime also would risk going into the penalty at that point. The penalty wouldn't be effective in just the summer. It would be effective in the wintertime as well. So if people are essentially wasting water in the wintertime to boost the threshold, they could get penalized at that point if they go over that threshold that's already been established. The third thing is that we've done some analysis on this to find out what the impact would be to somebody who does that in terms of the financial impact. That average winter consumption also is the basis for sewer charges. So we're talking a lot about water right now, but anybody who would use extra water in the wintertime is going to raise the amount that they pay for the full year on their sewer charges, and ultimately it can end up costing a few hundred dollars more over the course of a year because they've increased their sewer charges. While sometimes lowering some of their water charges, the overall increase over the course of a year can actually end up costing more.
You mentioned earlier you've been hosting these public meetings about water conservation. So what are some of the priorities?
We actually asked people as part of our public input campaign what their priorities are for our water system, as well as we got some strategies that they developed and prioritized for us to pursue. The five highest rated strategies that came out of that, three of them deal with conservation, either regulating conservation measures, providing public education to people who want to voluntarily reduce water conservation, or to provide rebates and economic incentives to people who would be changing out clothes washers or dishwashers, toilets, and installing smart sensors on irrigation systems so that people have an incentive to use less water. So those were three of the top five priorities. Another one of those top five priorities that came out of those strategies was to enact some sort of water restriction. And the fifth one was to look at using our treated wastewater. When people use water, it goes down the drain, it goes to a wastewater treatment plant, that we clean it up and then gets put in the river and goes downstream for someone else to use. So one of the things that folks have asked us to look into is reusing that treated wastewater. It's gray water, sometimes what it's called, for irrigation or for non-potable uses.
So that may happen, the use of that gray water?
That could potentially be an option, either for the drought or maybe long-term water planning.
You know, in terms of the drought, we have been receiving some rain here and there. Do we have any update on the current levels?
Staff right now is analyzing the current levels out at Cheney Lake to see what impact has occurred with the more cool and wet weather we've had the past several months, including the storms from last Thursday. We're going to have some information for the Tuesday City Council in terms of how that may have affected the drought projections that we have for how long the water supply could last.
So, Ben, do you anticipate that water rates will go up?
We're trying our best to make sure that we don't affect rates. That was one of the major priorities that came out of this public input process. And frankly, we hear it every year when we start talking about infrastructure and operational needs of the utilities. So we're going to minimize as best we can any rate impacts. The proposed recommendation that would go to the City Council on Tuesday does not include any rate increases in order to generate new revenue for our needs in the utility.
That's Ben Nelson, Strategic Service Manager for Wichita's Public Works and Utilities Department. Thank you, Ben.
Thank you.